Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. This is episode number 38, Full Spectrum Health with Adrienne Zimmerman. But before we get started in today's episode, I just wanted to announce something quite exciting for all of my local Columbus peeps. My partner and I, David, are actually starting a new workshop here locally at Go Yoga in Upper Arlington. I know that it just feels like the beginning of November when this episode first airs, but before we know it, the holidays are going to be around the season. So we came up with a tailored workshop, a deep release flow and essential oil experience. So we wanted to create an experience that was not only relaxing, but also very empowering for people to be able to fully show up for this wonderful time of year. Because we think of holidays sometimes as a challenging or triggering point in the year, but really, we should be celebrating. We should be celebrating ourselves, life, all of our loved ones, because there's so much joy to be had. So with that intention, unwrap the holiday stress, a deep full body release, an essential oil experience was born. And again, we're partnering with Go Yoga in Upper Arlington, and the date is December 13th at 7 p.m. And tickets are now on sale. I will link all of this in the show notes, but send me a message if you have any questions. But I would love to see all of the local listeners there in person. Back to today's show, we talk about Adrienne's backstory, how he went from a successful marketing executive to a massive burnout and to a breakthrough, and how finally he is now the co-founder of NED, a CBD wellness brand. Three things Adrienne learned while traveling about nature, simplicity, and human connection. How NED ensures quality over quantity from the seed to the bottle. How they incorporate playing binary beats while bottling their CBD products. We talk about their new exciting product, my favorite, magnesium. We also dive into talking about their natural cycle collection that just came out that helps with women's natural cycles, metacognition and neutral observation, how to use their CBD products, and why you should implement CBD or hemp into your own wellness or homeostasis routine. Without further ado, please enjoy episode number 38 with Adrienne Zimmerman, Full Spectrum Health. Welcome back, everybody, to Witchy Wellness. This is your host, Lauren, and today we are talking with Adrienne Zimmerman, and he is one of the co-founders of NED, a wellness brand producing CBD oils, and I'm so excited to dive into this topic today. Welcome, Adrienne.
Thank you so much, Lauren. It's great to be here.
And I am excited to share, you know, your why. I feel the same way about, you know, why you guys started your company dealing with burnout and anxiety, and how we define success today in our society is completely off whack, in my opinion. So I would love to just have you start into kind of the founding story, what led you and your other co-founder to create this beautiful wellness brand.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking. And it's something that has been an incredible journey. You know, we started NED with our why. You know, we had both been in business, and when I say we, I'm speaking to my co-founder Rhett and myself. We had both been in our respective businesses and had fairly successful careers, and each through our own path, found ourselves in a place where, you know, just making money and just counting chips wasn't really cutting it. And, you know, my personal journey, you know, I'd spent a decade in New York City and living the entrepreneurial digital media lifestyle, and found myself at 32, very much living the life I thought I wanted. I had checked off all these boxes I had set out to achieve in my 20s, and really just kind of climbing that first mountain and trying to do everything that I thought I was supposed to be doing. And so I had my bachelor pad, and I had my cool job and my hockey tickets and all my weekend getaways, but came out the back end of it just completely empty, and really could not figure out why, nor did I have the tools to kind of explore what that meant. And so I ended up moving out to the UK thinking that, okay, it's the place, it's not the person, and I get a change of scenery and everything will just be great. It'll be groovy and we'll keep going. And got out there and it was great for about a month. And then I just started waking up with this same feeling of, oh my gosh, like, this can't be my life. Like, this is not my life. I don't have ownership over it. And time was just slipping away. And I, you know, just all I knew how to do was suppress it. And about 6 months into my time in the UK, I was presenting in front of the entire company I was running. And about halfway through this presentation, just had a full-blown panic attack and had never experienced anything like it before. You know, my hands are shaking and my voice went, and I was just experiencing this outrageous fear. And, you know, in that moment really broke. And it was like everything in my life changed in that moment. And, you know, there were physical manifestations. A couple of days later, I broke out in shingles, and I was just like completely beside myself trying to figure out, like, okay, if this life doesn't work, then what does? And really what transpired from there was I got fired from that big job. Like, they had brought me in to take them to the next level, and there I was kind of having a breakdown. And you know, that was it was a very scary time trying to reconcile what is my life without this work identity and, you know, quote unquote success. And so this is the long story into kind of leading into what set the foundation for the ethos of our brand. And, you know, what that led to was, instead of me kind of doing what I should have been doing, quote unquote, and going to see a psychotherapist or a therapist and getting Xanax prescription and just keep going, I had a rare opportunity to just kind of take a step back. And you know, I had a road trip from Seattle to Northern California, and for the first time in 10 years, decided, okay, I'm going to buy a tent and I'm going to just camp and be outside. And it was on that little road trip that I decided I was going to go away. And I bought a one-way ticket to Kathmandu, and I thought I might go for 2 months, and it turned into 2 years of just wandering and taking a step back and exploring these parts of my life I had never explored, which are, you know, writing and photography. And and came out the back end of it really just understanding that there are three things that I really could attribute. I mean, I just call it rehab, for lack of a better term. And the first was reconnecting with nature and rebuilding this relationship that I had lost, and understanding how nature has such an impact on our human spirit. Second was really simplicity and learning how to really embrace simplicity and finding joy in the most simple of tasks, whether it's chopping wood or gutting a fish or just living out of a backpack for 2 years. And finally, probably the most important one was human connection, and understanding that real human connection really starts with honesty with ourselves. And when we're honest with ourselves, we can be honest with other people. We can be honest in the way that we live our lives. And when we're honest with ourselves, like, that creates, you know, the foundation for human connection. And yeah, so when we, Rhett and I, reconnected, when I was back from my travels and I was just moving back to Colorado, it was just this total calling. you know, we started talking about, okay, if we did something together, like what would it be? And very coincidentally, Red had just met this incredible hemp farmer up in Paonia, Colorado, and had figured out how we could potentially make some full spectrum hemp oil. And we were able to go hike a mountain and very much lay the foundation of our why. And, you know, and really Ned is a wellness brand. You know, we're not just a CBD company. We're very much committed to this idea that we can all feel better and live better through more simple means and a deeper connection to the natural world. And that doesn't start and end with CBD. That is, you know, exploring all sorts of plants and herbs and roots and minerals and fungi and algae and all things that come from nature that could help us create a better first line of defense before we have to turn to doctors and pharmaceuticals. So, so I know that was quite the monologue, but it was, you know, and it's crazy because that's just my side of the story. You know, Rhett had discovered CBD when his mom got sick, and maybe at some point you can have him on as well to tell his full story. But I guess that just goes to say that there's a lot of intention and purpose in our business that transcends, you know, this crazy industry that is CBD, and it transcends selling product. It's really about an ethos and a lifestyle and a commitment to those two things of nature and simplicity and just being honest about the way we live our lives.
Yeah, yeah. I love all of that so much. And
sorry, I totally just,
I'm just like, I don't know where to start. Let's just dive in. And what you said about the simplicity and, you know, driving these beautiful natural elements from nature, for me, it keeps me more present, you know, using those things as a ritual or a tool that, you know, you're feeding and you're nurturing yourself in a very simple yet natural and very powerful way that you're designed to be. And reconnecting with nature, whether it's traveling for 2 months or going and walking in your neighborhood or using products or feeding yourself with things that aren't modeled after things that come from the earth, but are actually straight from the earth to a bottle or whatever, to your mouth, to your table, is, for me, it's a beautiful practice of mindfulness too. You're just reminding yourself where you came from, and all this other stuff doesn't matter.
I know. The complexities we create for ourselves are just, I mean, it's insane and so unnecessary. And, you know, to really highlight this point, I mean, there's, you know, a practice in Japanese functional medicine that we look to a lot called Shinrin Yoku, which is, the rough translation is forest bathing. And the logic behind it is really simple. It's, you know, if you're having a shitty day or you're feeling anxious, you go to your doctor and, you know, you tell them, and, you know, in America, it's like, oh, here, there's a prescription for that. You know, in this Japanese practice, it's like, okay, you're having a shitty day. Go walk in the forest for an hour every day for a week. That's your prescription. And come back in a week. And if you're still feeling terrible, then we can talk about the next steps. And that very simple practice, I mean, first of all, it's highly impactful, like has an incredible success rate. But it just very much defines this mission that we're on, which is just create that better first line of defense. You know, a walk in the forest versus, you know, getting on a prescription that you might not be able to get off for months or years. Just is such a better, simple option.
Mm-hmm. And cheaper.
Exactly.
You know, going outside does not cost a thing typically. Mm-hmm. How do you guys, and your ethos and your why, you incorporate that into like why you actually created this wellness brand through the products that you guys actually have? How do you incorporate that like lifestyle with what ideas, because you said it's more than just CBD, into maybe different lines or ideas of how you want to help support your customers.
Yeah, well, you know, I think by creating our North Star and our mission and our why before we even started making products has really established a great foundation from which we can develop products. And, you know, when Rhett had been trying a lot of different CBD brands for both his mom and himself, you know, he met this hemp farmer out in Pannonia. He knew it was different from the beginning. You know, when he drove up on this farm, the farmer was literally out there playing music to his plants. And he was on this small homestead where, you know, he was like really looking after the quality rather than the quantity of what he was growing. And at the time, it was only 1 acre. It was a very small operation. And, you know, and then the other farmers we were meeting, it was just different. You know, the kind of status quo for the industry is to grow for quantity over quality. And, you know, pretty much any farmer in America with some spare acreage has started growing hemp. And, you know, they're applying the same practices as you would to mass ag when you're growing corn or soybeans and alfalfa. And, you know, so starting with the seed and following it all the way to the bottle is kind of how we inject that intention into our products. So starting with the seed and the farmer, like really sourcing only from incredible, extraordinary, independent farmers who grow in a very unique way. You know, we just did a drop to our extraction facility this morning with our 2019 harvest. And they were, the extractors were just absolutely blown away that they were like, holy cow, like this is the best material we've seen come out of Colorado. And it just, so there is so much that goes into the quality of the product from the start, the seed, growing the hemp, and then following through to the extraction methods. So we use a very gentle, cold, and slower extraction method using food grade organic ethanol. And we do this cold to really maintain the biological integrity of the plant. You know, a lot of extraction methods use heat or pressure to really blast the plants and get as much extract out as possible. But what you do is you end up damaging the plant in the way nature created it. So by doing it cold, we maintain not just the cannabinoids, the CBD, the CBC, the CBG, like all these amazing cannabinoids that are each have their own benefit, but also the terpenes, which are these aromatics that you get from hemp flowers, or it's really that smell of cannabis. And then there's trichomes, which are all the crystals and hairs that you see on hemp flowers, and flavonoids. You know, these are all part of what's called the entourage effect. And the entourage effect is roughly like we kind of equate it to like a rock band, where CBD gets all the glory. It's kind of the lead singer, but without its bandmates, its terpenes and all the other cannabinoids and the flavonoids and trichomes, like you don't get the full experience and you don't get the full benefit. And then, you know, when it comes to bottling, like we really believe in putting intention. So we play binaural beats, you know, 3.5 hertz and 7.83 hertz when we're bottling, just because we truly believe, like, if there's anything we can do to kind of raise the frequencies and quality of the products, like, we'll do it. And yeah, and we're running small batches, like really just focused on quality. And you know, so that's how we started with our original product lineup, and it has created this incredible foundation from which to further develop products. So we just launched a new collection that still is CBD, but has a lot of different incredible botanicals. And then we're working on formulating magnesium product, which is our first non-CBD product. That's also integrating a lot of incredible botanicals and adaptogens, and really offering kind of a road to get magnesium optimal without having to ingest kind of questionable magnesium supplements.
Amazing. I am interested in that magnesium. Sign me up. I love magnesium.
Yeah. And you know, it's one of those things, it's very complementary to CBD. In our eyes, where, you know, CBD is really caught fire because so many of us are just out of balance. And, you know, similar to these imbalances, like 73% of Americans are magnesium deficient and don't even know it. And it's primarily just because it's not in our food anymore, you know, because of over farming and soil degradation and agriculture, like it doesn't find its way into leafy greens. And, you know, so we're left with this magnesium deficiency, which creates sleep issues and it creates muscle cramps and mood disorders. And, you know, so the idea of re-optimizing with magnesium and doing so in a way that is as natural as possible and not, you know, and also in a format that doesn't, you know, create stomach upset. You know, there are a lot
of it's dangerous
trade products. I mean, it's like taking magnesium is like an immediate danger of a blowout. You know, it's like, so we're using a magnesium gluconate, which is a really high uptake, really efficient, beautiful magnesium that does not come with that risk. But then also these botanicals that we're integrating, it's not only good for stress response, but offers some functional natural ingredients that ease stomach upset. So, you know, it's we're really excited for that product just because it's, you know, it is a step away from CBD, which I think is just really interesting to us to take that next step into being a broader wellness brand and allowing us to grow with this incredible community of customers that we already have, you know, in the Ned family.
Yeah, and I agree. It definitely ties in very well with CBD, and I'm excited to see what that's all about. I think people who've experienced either are going to love the other one. And
And we're seeing that right now with our Natural Cycle collection, which is a collection we just launched. And I kind of have to tell you the story here because it's just the best.
Please do. We love stories.
So, you know, Rhett and I launched the business last year in April of 2018, and then we did our hard launch in September. And we did everything. You know, we were bottling product, we were labeling, we were shipping the boxes, we were, you know, doing all the customer service, which we do still do quite a bit of it just to really maintain that dialogue with our community. But one thing that kept coming up over and over and over again with our female audience was, does CBD help with period cramps? And does it help with mood swings and hormone balance? And all these issues that we learned were really tied in with the endocrine system. And the more we heard this, and we probably heard this, I'd say 100, 150 times over the first 6 months we were in business, we really started digging in and trying to do the research, but then also understanding as two male founders that, you know, we have our limitations as much as we can research, you know, periods and period symptoms, we never would truly understand. And just around the same time, we had been introduced to these two amazing female farmers, Sherry and Lynn. They're both in their 60s. They both left their corporate jobs 4 years ago with the objective that, okay, we're going to start growing hemp. And turns out they're really good at it. And in meeting them, all of a sudden, I just like really understood that in order to make a really powerful and soulful collection around these products, that it would really have to be, you know, created by humans who menstruate, and that is not Rhett or myself. So, so then I had asked my partner Brittany to help if she'd be willing and able to to kind of drive a lot of the curation that would go into this. And back to that seed to bottle process we were talking about, you know, starting with Sherry and Lynn, you know, what were the voids that we would need to fill with these extraordinary makers and creators to put together a really amazing collection. And so from Sherry and Lynn, taking this beautiful hemp, we brought in our botanist, Annie Miller, who's just like, we call her our kind of botanist spirit guide. She's like truly amazing and has generational wisdom when it comes to everything plant medicine. And, you know, she really quarterbacked the formulation of these products. So using a lot of different botanicals and things like cacao and yarrow and red raspberry leaf, things that have historically been used for these symptoms. And then for the packaging, there was this street artist who had murals up all over Denver, and they were just so beautiful and so organic and folky, and just felt so called to work with her. And so we hit her up on Instagram, and she agreed to do all the art for packaging. And they're just so beautiful. And you know, so that's from seed to bottle, and then every element that we've done, everywhere from photography to videography to graphic design, everything for this line has really been by this just extraordinary group of women. And you know, the end result, the collection is a group of four products where we have a hormone balanced blend oil, and then a PPEs oil. The hormone balance is meant for taking throughout the entire month to really bring the endocrine system back into balance. And, you know, with a more balanced endocrine system, period symptoms should not be as severe. And, but when you do have those symptoms, we have two products to help address those. We have our period ease oil, which is an inside out. You ingest that. And then we have a period soothe salve, which is for the lower abdomen and lower back as you're experiencing those discomforts. And then we have a hormone energized roll-on that is a beautiful mix of essential oils and is really meant to create this uplifting effect through some lethargy that can come with the cycle. So from a year ago to where we are today, this incredible line, like I never expected to know as much as I do about periods, but
now you do.
It's been such an honor. Yeah, it's truly been such an honor to work with these women to put it together, and just the end result is so beautiful, and the feedback has been amazing. We have this existing community to share it with already, which is just, you know, just everything we've intended to build coming to life.
And I just have to like tie this into kind of your own journey, even though you do not menstruate. the wisdom of the power of cycles in nature, whether it's in a woman's body, the seasons in nature, the day, the cycles of the moon, you know, nature shows us that it's okay to be, you know, to take, have a resting phase, that nothing in nature blooms all year round.
Exactly.
And yeah, the same thing with our idea of success. And I call myself a recovering perfectionist. And the same thing is like, I want to do it all, and I want to do it all really well and everything right now. And realizing that, you know, the power of the present moment and doing what you can from where you are and one thing at a time, and incorporating beautiful products and botanicals and supporting elements from the earth into a mindfulness practice where you kind of address like, okay, where am I ignoring this cycle, this ebb and flow of my life? Because I'm guilty of it. I've, you know, worked with my body and healed so many things that taught me so many deep nuggets of wisdom about myself. But this past year, I had horrible PMS symptoms to the point where I was like in the fetal position on the ground in pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had to take a look back at myself. Yeah. Okay, Lauren, what's going on here? Like, mm-hmm. what's up? And our bodies are wise. Like our bodies, even though we might not like what they're saying, they're telling us where we need to go. And especially with the wisdom of a woman of having a menstrual cycle, it is not a curse. It's reminding us to slow down, to tune inward, and to realize that we are very intuitive beings. And it's a perfect time to do that. And I can't wait to get my hands on this collection and to incorporate this into my own practices, because when you tie these things together, it's just like, there's no one magic pill in my mind. I think it's incorporating little things here and there that you feel called to aid you or guide you. And it's all about tuning into feeling what feels right for you. So there's my little spiel I had to.
I could not be in more agreement. And I mean, it is such a gift to have these, you know, signals, you know, these indicators, whether it's, you know, a more severe period, or, you know, in my case, it was a panic attack and shingles and anxiety, that, you know, those were the alarm bells saying, okay, something needs to change here. Like, this body and this mind are not enjoying this way of existence. And, you know, I mean, it's something that takes constant work too. You know, I'll be the first one to admit that I'm guilty of all of a sudden working too much again, and probably overdoing it on coffee. And, you know, if we have events or whatever it might be, and it, you know, it's like, you know, when you look at natural remedies, which again are really like, it's a better first line of defense. You know, I'll never say that there's no place for doctors and pharmaceuticals. There most definitely is, and they save lives. And but, you know, it's so good to look at what's around you first. And, you know, taking CBD while you're drinking 6 cups of coffee a day and going out at night and eating out all the time, like, that's just shoveling snow in a blizzard. You know, there's so much more to wellness and a more balanced lifestyle than taking natural products. And that's like really what we've tried to build into the heart of our brand, is just looking beyond just and really like bringing awareness to those little small changes or bits of awareness that will allow you to just feel better and live better. And it's always something to work on, because it's not like a binary thing where all of a sudden you're like there and great and forever I'm well. It's a constant practice.
Yeah, and I think it, dealing with the wellness industry, I think of the diet culture, and our concept of wellness for such a long time has been, you know, what diet or new fad do I need to do in order to lose this weight or whatever? And then you completely go back to where you are, or worse than before, rather than, you know, shifting into like, what does wellness mean for me? How do I want to feel? And like actually loving yourself and loving yourself into creation. And I love how you guys are so focused on from seed to bottle to customer, of the whole process of setting that intention and loving this product and what it will do for everybody into creation. And that's how we should treat ourselves every day, but especially with our wellness, is like you said, like if you're going out all night drinking 6 cups of coffee and, you know, maybe using CBD oil, you might feel a little bit of benefit, but you're not, it's, you know, it's just, you're just trying to take another magic pill. It takes the presence of really holding yourself accountable for, you know, how you're feeling and what's going to make you feel happier or more expansive or free or more love every moment. And I've had my bouts of anxiety, which kind of led me into this wellness industry as well, where my college graduation, I had my first panic attack and I almost didn't walk across the stage. And your body takes control. Like, you have zero control. Think through a holistic practice with beautiful botanicals and things like CBD. And for me, a meditative practice, whether that's going outside or sitting on a cushion and meditating for an hour or practicing yoga or going for a run, where we can start to enter that mind state of metacognition and we can become an observer of what's actually happening and how we're actually feeling. And for me, that's when we can shift out of the body trying to take control and us actually being like, okay, here's where I am. That's great. Where do I want to be? And shifting into the observer status. Yeah.
And that neutral observation is so powerful. You know, it was like, you know, when I was away on my travels, I was fortunate enough to do a Vipassana in the middle of India. And, you know, that's what I learned right away is that, you know, like we all suffer. Like that is the foundation of, you know, human existence. And it's, you know, the foundation of, you know, school of thought and Buddhism. And, you know, it's one of two things that we typically suffer from. It's craving. So the craving of things we don't have, or it's aversion, being averse to the things that suck in our lives, or seemingly suck. And then kind of taking it one step further, it's like obsession and suppression of those two things is what really causes suffering. So that whole practice of Vipassana and deep meditation is finding that middle ground between obsession and suppression, which is just that neutral observation and what we call it equanimity. And when you can exist in that space, even for a few moments, like it's amazing, just like the clearing that can happen and the clarity of mind that can, all of a sudden, all those things that seemed so bad just aren't, you know, and you're no longer so susceptible to those reactions, those physical manifestations, you know, the anxiety or the fear or stress or whatever it might be. So I would agree with you that practice is so essential to that mind-body connection as well. And making sure the two are working in synchronicity and, you know, they do exist at one. And kind of like bringing that all back into kind of one orbit. So I'm with you 100% on that.
Good. I figured you would be. but I wanted to kind of, you touched on it a little bit when you were talking about magnesium, but I've gotten really deep into just like holistic, like wellness and diet, but I've also gone way deep into like the meditation and the power of the mind body connection and to be able to heal yourself. But I feel like there's like this medium ground here where we need to like support our bodies in these changes, because like you said, with magnesium, the way that agriculture works today, we're starving our soils, we're overfed, but we're starving for nutrients. And so we have to find these supplementations elsewhere, to help provide our body the optimal condition to be in homeostasis, to be in equanimity, to be, you know, in our natural full wellness state. So I guess I would like to hear your kind of opinion on all of that and how tying your CBD products and potentially your new magnesium one day into, you know, providing optimal conditions for promoting health.
Yeah, well, I think it goes back to that thing we were just talking about, which is, you know, it's part of a more healthy existence, but it's not everything. You know, and I think the thing that really stuck with me in my own experience, in my journey, was that, you know, if I had kind of followed the normal path, like I'd probably still be taking Xanax and propranolol and, you know, whatever else I would need to function. And, you know, all those drugs come with a huge amount of side effects, the same way that like Midol does when it comes to, you know, treating the what, not the why. So I think the biggest thing, whether it's, you know, taking a blend of natural remedies or just getting outside more, is really looking at just kind of like the foundational why am I feeling this way, and why, and you know, what are the variables in my life that might be causing this suffering, or discomfort, or whatever it might be. And you know, so I think there's just like that sense of, you know, discovering a holistic approach that, and also acknowledging that there is no such thing as just a silver bullet, you know, like part of life is suffering, and, you know, we're all going to have bad days. We're all going to have good days. And just that keen sense of awareness that, like, you know, life is a gift and it's not always going to be easy. So like, what are the things that I can do to just make it that much better? And, yeah, I think the road that we've gone down with Ned is really preaching that holistic approach. And then also just offering those products that can help support the journey. And a lot of that is driven by our community. You know, the Natural Cycle Collection was driven by our community. The magnesium line was, to a certain extent. And, you know, that's kind of where we're going to continue to go, is just to understand, like, what are those issues that our community deals with, and how can we offer better first lines of defense for them?
Mm-hmm. And help kind of lead them along or guide them through their journey.
Yeah. That would be mission accomplished for us.
I just kind of wanted to wrap up the last few minutes of our conversation. I loved our conversation all, you know, about what success is and the mindfulness, but I'd actually like to talk more about the CBD product itself. You know, what kind of products do you offer in terms of how do you take it? Is it a sublingual thing, or do you guys offer lotions? You know, if you could speak a little bit to the different options and maybe benefits to different kinds of CBD oil applications you guys have.
Absolutely. So we have our full spectrum hemp collection. That was our original lineup, where we have three sublingual oils, where there's only two ingredients. It's our full spectrum hemp extract. And I say full spectrum hemp because, again, to that point of, there are many different cannabinoids, terpenes, trichomes, et cetera, that are part of our product. You know, so it's only the hemp extract and then organic MCT oil. And that's a really nice, you know, highly bioavailable carrier oil. So, you know, those three oils are definitely our best sellers. They're super high quality, small batch. Like, really, I mean, if you try those compared to most of what else is on the market, you really see and smell and taste the aromatics in the oil. And that all is just like the natural representation of the plant. Yeah, so the drill there is to drop some under your tongue and hold it there for at least a minute, and let the capillaries under your tongue absorb all those cannabinoids. And, you know, it's the second fastest way to ingest hemp and CBD, next to smoking and vaping. And those are just two things that we're not totally bought into and really feel that this is the better option. And then we do have a hemp-infused body butter, which is a really beautiful, rich blend of oils and nutrients. And that's kind of like the outside-in treatment, where you can just provide topical relief to any sort of pain and inflammation and swelling. And then we do a line of lip balms. And then our Natural Cycle Collection, which I already ran through, is you know, two ingestible oils, the salve, and then the roll-on, which, you know, really complement each other well.
Amazing. Could you briefly just summarize, somebody who might be hearing a lot about CBD oil right now, and, you know, there's a lot of hype and they know it's good, but just, I know there's a ton of benefits, but summarize maybe why you might want to incorporate this into your daily wellness routine.
Absolutely. Well, you know, hemp has been for thousands of years to support our health and well-being. You know, it is, in essence, helping regulate homeostasis on almost every biological system in our bodies. And, you know, it's when we fall out of balance that many of those issues that, you know, the big four that we always talk about are pain, inflammation, anxiety, and sleep. And, you know, those are by and large caused by these imbalances in our life. And when we can supplement our body's naturally occurring what are called endocannabinoids. So endocannabinoids are naturally occurring. They're found in breast milk. And we have this huge system of extracellular receptors in our bodies that that is nourished by endocannabinoids. Like many things in our lives, if as we're aging or we have poor nutrition, then we become deficient of endocannabinoids. And that's what we can supplement with phytocannabinoids, which are plant-based cannabinoids like CBD and CBC and CBG. So in essence, what you're doing when you're taking cannabinoids is nourishing that endocannabinoid system. And when you bring balance to the endocannabinoid system, then all of a sudden, all these other biological systems start to balance out as well. So that's like, you know, the kind of nerdy science-y answer. But how that translates into starting to take oil is just also about expectation. You know, it is a cumulative effect. It's not an acute treatment to anything. It's not a replacement for an Excedrin or a Xanax if you're having a panic attack. Like, it is about time and consistency with this product as you continue to support balance within your body.
Awesome. Yeah. And I think what I don't think about, but I know a lot of people, especially in the Western medicine kind of culture, is that all of these systems are tied together. Our body is this beautiful garden. It's not just like, you know, you specialize, which is wonderful that we have deep knowledge of certain systems. Each person specializes in it, but they all interconnect. They all, you know, we're one living, breathing being. And when you bring systems into balance and homeostasis together, everything just flows better.
Absolutely.
Communication between the systems, between the cells is, yeah, everybody's jiving and like having a good time. And that promotes great health. And you feel great. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Absolutely.
You feel better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are so right. Absolutely.
Well, I had such a fun time talking with you today. Was there anything we didn't cover that you wanted to talk about?
No, this has been great. And I've learned a lot from you, and I'm just so honored to have been able to share this time with you.
Oh, well, thank you. I know a lot of people are going to learn a lot from this episode, and I'm sure want to check out Ned very soon. And I love to challenge. The last thing I say in all my shows is I challenge our listeners with, you know, first of all, thanking you again, really, for coming on here and sharing your story. I love meeting so many beautiful souls like yourself, and how, you know, you work through your own story, your own programs, your own triggers into creating this beautiful thing, this beautiful mission to help other people tap into that place inside themselves. So thank you really for showing up for yourself, but for all of us, and providing us here on the show with a beautiful story and information. And you know, how to get in contact with you for your products at Ned. So I challenge our listeners, you know, how can we be of service for you and provide you with some value today?
Well, first, thank you. That was beautiful. And I was blushing a little bit. And so thank you. And, you know, I guess my ask would be, like, I'd love to hear from each and every one of your listeners, like, you know, as much as you're willing to share, kind of what are the things you suffer from? And, you know, as I just kind of mentioned, like our community is really our guide into where we're putting our time and resources. And, you know, I really am anxious to hear what are the things that you're struggling with? And perhaps there's a way that we can be able to help you down the road. So that would be my ask. And, you know, we're always available. We have an incredible customer happiness team who's very engaged with our community and always want to hear. And, and I have a lot of direct contact there as well. So that would be my big ask, is come join our community and sign up for a newsletter and, you know, bring the dialogue back to us, and we'd love to hear from you.
Beautiful. Yeah. I love how you answered the question, how can we serve you? And it's by you serving us. So I love your guys' mission and how companies, this is how you be a successful business, but also, you know, leading the example of how to serve other people and serve the planet. So thank you again for all that you do and for taking the time to come on and chat with us today.
Thank you again, Lauren.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.